Chrissy.
It's Lexi. Welcome back to another episode of
Problem Addicts.
Today, we just decided...
Let's just talk. We have a general...
No plan.
Well, a little bit of a plan. Not really. I'm going to take this phone thing off.
Okay.
So it picks up our voices better, hopefully. So, because we're probably just going to be talking back and forth a lot in this one.
Yeah.
I feel like, because Lexi and I just recorded an episode where we told stories.
We also got to speed this up because my DoorDash comes in 30 minutes.
All right. Well, yes. Thank you. But we just kind of, we recorded an episode where we started to tell stories. And then we were like,
this is boring.
Yeah, I was like, I'm not feeling it.
Not feeling it.
Because I just feel like they're so much better when there's just a lot of, like, back and forth between Lexi and I.
Yeah.
So, today we have a little general theme. It's basically, we're going to call it the five-year philosophy.
Exactly.
Not the five-year plan by Stalin, but the five-year philosophy by Lexi and Chrissy.
Okay, but Stalin was hot, though.
Young Stalin.
Mm.
So,
anyway.
Basically, the five-year philosophy is, as cheesy as it might sound, take a chance. Just do spontaneous things, because in 5 years, it's not going to matter.
It's not going to matter.
I mean, like, okay, in some cases, yes, it will matter.
Like, if you murder someone, it's going to matter. But we're saying more trivial things.
Yeah, like, if you want to go buy a puppy, do it.
Do it.
As long as you're going to take care of it, yeah. And, like, you're prepared to have a puppy, like, do your research.
Because
and
you did
prepared.
That.
Yeah, I did. So,
But how did that go?
Well, my parents were like, we're not ready, give it back. So,
right.
But it found another home, so.
It found another home.
A very loving home, so that's
and
okay.
And it probably had a good time for the short
It did.
Time.
It was. He was so adorable. I did this the other day with ducks. I bought two ducks with my friend.
Right.
And, my friend Julia and I, we bought two little ducklings, and they're the cutest things ever. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to take them home. I want to play with them.
Brittany and Santana
I
from
did.
Green.
I just took them home for the day because I wanted to play with ducks, and then, but we made sure that we found another owner who wanted them.
Yeah.
And they have a farm. They have other ducks on that farm already, so they're in good hands and everything.
Good.
And they have taken care of ducks as pets before. So all I'm saying is that, you know, if your parents might be a little mad at you if you do something.
Mm-hmm.
In 5 years, they won't be mad. Not anymore.
Not at all.
So it's like, you know, if you want... this is awful. We're encouraging
oh
people.
My God.
Like, if you want to bring home, like, a lizard as a pet, your parents will be like, what the fuck? And be mad at you at first.
I used to
but then will it matter? No.
All the time. Mm. I used to be a lizard girl.
And a horse girl.
And shut up! Whatever! Whatever! Yeah, I haven't really, I don't think I'm as spontaneous as you are, but I've definitely been trying to live by that philosophy.
That's good.
More recently.
Yeah, because of me?
Because of you, I don't know. That Kelly Clarkson song, she's getting divorced, by the way, it's really sad.
Oh.
But, what was I gonna say?
I feel like everyone gets divorced now.
I know. That's one of my biggest fears. Well, no, my biggest fear is being burnt at the stake.
But, like, that's, like, close second. Like, right next to it.
Yeah. Honestly.
My biggest fear is so bad I can't even say it out loud.
Oh,
so scary.
Yeah. I know,
you know it.
It,
though.
I know it. But I'm not going to say it out loud because we don't want to, like, jinx it. But anyway.
Big spay.
I'm not, like I was saying, I'm not as spontaneous as Chrissy. But I've been trying to live by that philosophy more recently. So, you know, I've been doing some thinking, and I'm like, you know, I need to pursue my dreams. So I've started, because when I grow up, I'm 18, so I'm already technically an adult. But, like, as a career, my dream is to write and star in my own TV
show.
That's
why I just gotta go for it.
So I have begun coming up with a little idea in which I'm the main character, like a screenplay in which I'm the main character. So hopefully...
I haven't heard about this.
Yeah.
What's it about?
I can't tell you.
Oh, it's a surprise.
Am I in it? Maybe so.
Really?
Yeah!
Oh, thank you!
Yeah.
Am I a good character?
We'll talk.
Sorry, what? Come again?
You don't, no, you're a good character. You're just a little problematic sometimes. But aren't we all? After all, we're problematic. Yeah.
Fuck you. But, I mean, I think starting this podcast is pretty fucking spontaneous.
Yeah, because for a long time I've been like, I want to start a podcast. That's and right. Then the other day we were like, let's just fucking do it. And if it fails.
I said, let's buy a microphone.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
And if it fails in 5 years, it's not going to matter.
Exactly. That's the thing.
But if it's successful in 5 years, it might matter.
Yeah.
So, if anything will matter, it will be good. But, like.
Exactly. No such thing as bad publicity in my book. That's another philosophy I go by. Exactly. But you were saying you're not as spontaneous as me. I mean, I get that in the sense of, like, I'm more of a let's go out and adventure type of girl.
Yeah.
But I feel like subconsciously you've always been very, like, you don't think too much about what you say.
No, not at all.
Like, in the nicest way possible. But, like, I think that's one of the biggest reasons why everyone in our
grade hates me.
Yeah. Like, a lot of people hated you, but that's because you spoke your mind. And you really didn't think about what you were saying.
I remember there was this one time in French
which is good
class.
Or bad. Ah! Ah!
Oh, that's the favorite thing ever. Y'all remember, okay, in Lady Marmalade. The voulez-vous coucher avec moi ce soir?
I was listening to that song this morning, and I was like, that should be our intro song.
Is it
copyright? It might be, because I was thinking at the very beginning, we'd be like, hey, sister, go, sister, flow, sister, go, sister, hey, sister, go.
Okay.
We met more, and then we'd be like, hey, guys. And
oh,
like,
my God, that's a good idea. Okay. Sorry. Okay. But anyway, I don't know what exactly. We were talking about the word coucher. The verb coucher, which means to sleep with in French. And then, so Madame, our French teacher, was like, yeah, so it can either mean to sleep with someone, like, literally, like, in bed, just, like, you're like, laying in bed with
next
them.
Next to.
But then she brought this on herself. Then she said that it can also mean to sleep with someone, like, have sex with. And then I said...
Somehow there was a miscommunication.
There's a miscommunication.
Where she thought you were trying...
So I said, when she said that, I was like, ah, now we're learning the good stuff. you know, as a joke.
And then she started giving us a lecture about, like, it's a serious thing. You can't joke around about it. Like, you need to... You can't just, like, sleep... It's not going to sleep around with people.
But it sounded like it was directed towards me. So it sounded like she was saying to me, like, you can't sleep around with millions of people because you can get pregnant and get an STD.
And Lexi thought that Matt was talking to her.
Because she was, like, faced towards me. And, like, we were even making eye contact during this lecture. And I was just like, yo, this is sounding, like, very directed towards me. So then I was like, Madam, I'm a virgin. And then the whole class is like, what?
We erupted in laughter.
Yeah. And she was like,
she goes, I'm still a virgin.
Yeah, and she's like, we don't need to know that. I'm like, what would you rather me say? I'm a slut! What do you want me to do?
I think she'd rather you not say anything
at all. That's my problem. I don't think before I speak.
So that's.
But at least I speak, because in freshman year, I didn't speak.
That's true.
Yeah.
We need to find a happy medium with you.
Yeah, a glow up, if you will.
But no, we don't. We fucking don't need to find a happy medium, because you speak your mind, and that's what I love about you, Lexi.
Thank you. That's something
I admire about you. No matter how much people are, like, fucking giving you a hard time about it, you don't stop.
I don't stop.
No matter how many hints people throw your way, you don't take them. Which, like, you know how to read the room, you just choose to ignore it, which I love. that's what I love about you. So that's, like, that's what I mean, is in, like, I think you're still spot, like, you have spontaneity, but more in the way you speak. I'm in the sense of I think a lot about what I say. Because I'm like, oh, shit, I'm very political with it, as in, like, I have to try to be diplomatic as possible. Like, oh, shit, this could piss that person off. I have to work with them. We have to do this project later. You're not.
Yeah, I don't really think we flip flop.
Yeah, so that's why I think, like, we're with what you say, you don't really think about consequences. With what I do, I don't really think about consequences. I'm more of like, let's get a dog and see what happens.
Yeah.
Like, when we went on a beach trip, my friends, Julia, Lila, and I, we decided, you know what, let's just get a hermit crab right now for our beach house. It lives with Julia.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm getting her another one for a surprise. Oh, fuck. I hope she doesn't listen to this. It's fine. I'll see her before this comes up.
Okay. Yes.
Spine 80. Anyway, but that's basically like the 5-year philosophy thing, is that even though you said that thing in French class, it was already fucking hilarious at the time. Yeah, it's a great memory. Memorable.
Here's the thing.
And in 5 years, it's not going to matter that you said that. Exactly. No one fucking cares, funny.
And here's the thing. Because I used to be that girl in high school who didn't say anything, and nobody knew who the fuck I was. And then when I started opening my mouth, yeah, it was problematic. It was a little controversial, if I do say so myself.
I love how you say that word.
But people remembered me. Am I infamous? Sure.
But it's better than being unknown.
It's better than being unknown.
In our book.
I'm loved and hated. But back when I didn't say anything.
You were neither.
I was neither. And I think it's better to be loved and hated than nothing at all.
That was so deep.
That was so deep.
I agree. And guess who has a whole fucking yearbook spread now? Who? You.
Oh, me.
You. You. And guess who won 3 superlatives?
Period. You. Most likely to be famous. Oh, I just hit the microphone. Sorry. Most likely to be an Instagram model. And most likely to be late to graduation. But they were like, Alexi, like, you can only have 1 superlative. So they gave them the other 2 to the runner-up. And then I got likely to be famous.
I hate redistribution of wealth type of people.
Mm. We can't get political on here.
So back to the 5-year philosophy.
Yes.
What other things do you think? Like, another thing I did last summer, actually, I decided I was going to paint my room.
Because
I'm also the type of person where I feel like if you keep talking about it and not doing it, it's never going to get done.
I hate that.
So it's because I would always mention to my parents, I'm like, I really want to redo my room soon. They were like, yeah, maybe like this summer, maybe winter break, maybe this summer.
And summer. And never
happened. Exactly.
Yeah.
It just never happened. So I decided, you know what?
I'm going to do it.
I'm going to get it done. I'm going to get in a shit fuck ton of trouble. But at least it's going to get done. And then in like a year when they're not pissed at me anymore, I'll have a new room. So that's what I fucking did. I bought the paint by myself. I bought the supplies and I painted my room. I had my friend Ava come over. We painted my room. Then I had to go to rehearsal. And when I came home, my whole bedroom was in the living room. And my bed frame was in my empty bedroom. And my mom was very angry with me and made me sleep in the living room for a week, and we had to redo my room.
Wait, why did you have to redo it?
Because she said I messed it up and it wasn't good. And
did you think it was good?
It was fine. I got kind of lazy at the end because I was rushing, and then I put my furniture back in there. But at the end of the day, I got a new room.
You got a new room.
I got a new room. So that's the thing, is that just do it.
Just do it.
As Nike famously says.
Yes. Please just sponsor do it. Us.
Oh, that'd be a dream.
Yeah.
We actually got an offer already for a sponsorship, which is very exciting.
Yes.
Didn't expect it at all, but we decided we're not going to do it yet because we know how annoying sponsorships are.
And we just don't think we're famous enough.
And not nearly, not at all, because it's $15 per 1,000 plays.
And we don't have that yet. But so you can change that.
You can make it happen.
By watching... or
listening to... Who knows? Maybe we'll set up a video thing.
Maybe we'll start a YouTube channel. You know what? We will.
We will, because in 5 years, baby!
It's not gonna
matter. See how helpful the 5-year philosophy is?
Yeah, it really helps people get stuff done.
It really does. That's the thing. Like,
don't dream it. Do it.
Literally, because that's the thing. And I practiced doing this last summer before going into senior year because I wanted to be less lazy going into senior year. It kind of helped, maybe. If I felt like doing something... I wasn't going to say, okay, I'll do it tomorrow. I got up from my bed and I started doing it. I said, fucking do it, Chrissy. Get up. You're not doing anything right now except scrolling on your phone. Mm-hmm. Get up and do it. And if you get into that habit.
I mean, sometimes you got to yell at yourself too.
No, you got to treat yourself like shit.
Yeah. Yeah, you do.
And so being hard on yourself.
It's a good thing. Everyone's like, be kind to yourself. And I'm like, I'm too kind to myself.
Yeah. Because like you should love yourself.
Be your own bully.
But you heard it here, folks.
Yeah.
Be your own bully. Don't let any fucker do it for you.
Yeah.
You be your own bully.
Be your own bully.
You choose your own
way. And be the best there ever was.
Be the best bully. What other spontaneous... Oh, Lexi and I have done a lot of spontaneous things. I mean, together. I think you and I together... Caitlin and I together do a lot of spontaneous things. But you and I, too, like, if I would come over and be like, hey, let's go surfing.
Yeah.
We go surfing. We do it. We went paddleboarding. We got lost at sea
while doing that.
Can we please talk about that?
Please. teeth. Okay, so here's the thing. So,
well, first, can I start? Sorry, because this one part. Just before you can defend yourself after. Lexi, she has a bit of a god complex. I think that in this case, she has a little bit of a Poseidon complex, if you will.
I do.
She thinks that she's unstoppable at sea. She really doesn't. I'm terrified of the ocean. I'm working on my fear. I'm getting better, but I'm terrified of it. So I go over their house, yeah. And Caitlin and Lexi and I, we all want to go paddleboarding, so they were saying, let's just take turns. So I go out with Caitlin first. It's really windy. The current's mm-hmm. strong. Caitlin and I are like, okay, let's not go that far. Like, we don't go that far at all, mm-hmm. and it took us 20 minutes to get back in. It was really hard to get back in.
Yeah.
So then it's Lexi and I's turn. I don't know why the fuck I let us go back out, because it was so windy. It was so hard to navigate, but we get out there. And we notice it's windy. You're even commenting that it's windy. We yeah. notice the water, the current's strong that day.
The current was strong, but, and like...
Okay, well, Lexi goes, don't even worry, I've been in worse things like this before.
I have been, though.
I know, but, like, do you know how familiar that sentence sounds to me, that one night? Yeah. My friend was like, oh, I've seen someone this bad before, don't worry. And happened? So, you can continue from here, but I just want to say,
okay, so
this is Lexi's fault.
Here's the thing. So, I'm paddling, and the thing is, Chrissy's scared of the ocean. I'm not. So, I think she's being overdramatic. That's how I felt in the moment. And also, keep in mind that, like, I was the only one doing the paddling. Chrissy was too scared to stand up on the board. She was just sitting on the tip. So, I was doing all the work. So,
I paddled at one point.
At one point, when I was, like, out of breath after paddling for, like, an hour.
Like an asthma attack.
Oh, yeah, you're like, fine, I guess. So, anyway, we're out at sea, and I'm, like, not wanting to admit it at all that this is bad. I'm like, no, it's fine. And then after a while,
like a half hour, we weren't getting anywhere.
I was like trying to go back in.
If anything, we were getting farther.
Yeah, we were getting farther. And like, I paddleboard a lot, and like, I'm just like a strong swimmer, a strong surfer. Like I'm like good at this.
She's good.
But it was really bad. It was really bad. So then I was like, okay, you need
what
to stop this Poseidon complex. You're not strong enough. We need to go in. The problem is,
we can't fucking get in.
We literally can't get
in. We're trying so hard. Eventually, Lexi's out of breath trying to paddle.
Out of breath.
She sees a giant jellyfish.
I see a giant ass jellyfish.
I didn't see it. I'm so glad
I
didn't.
It was huge. It was like, I want to say it was like 3 feet in width. It was really big. Shit.
We were out far. Like, when far. I tell you, the land looked like dots. Yeah, it was really bad. I was keeping in a line of sight, like, a building in the distance. And mm-hmm. I was like, okay, so we're, like, lined up with this building. 30 minutes later, we're still lined up with this building. Yeah. 30 minutes later, we're a little behind this building. Yeah. Like, we weren't getting anywhere. It was so scary. So we started screaming for help. No one was out there. We would see some boats far in the distance. Yeah. But we were trying to get the lifeguard's attention on shore. Anyone's attention. We were waving.
The lifeguard kept on whistling at us.
Like, what do you want us to do?
And I'm like, yes, we are stuck. Save us. Do your fucking job.
I think he finally realized we, like, fucking couldn't get in.
Yeah.
But, because we were waving our paddle in the air. I stuck the paddle. Was like, Lexi, stick the paddle up.
Yeah.
Waving in the air, screaming, like, help us, help us, help us. Because we were like, what the fuck is happening? For some reason, I was surprisingly calm.
Yeah, you were more. Yeah.
It was weird.
I felt like you were kind of so scared that the only option you had was to not be scared.
No, I know what you mean. Because, you know? Like, yes, like, the ocean's terrifying to me, but I had to,
you
like...
You have to stay strong.
For the both of us.
Because I was, like, at one point, I was, like, panicking.
You were crying. She was having a panic attack.
Yeah.
I felt horrible because you were exhausted. You were having an asthma attack, basically. I started paddling. I was like, okay, I should, like, maybe paddle now. So I was... it was so hard, and I'm strong.
Yeah.
Like, she's
like,
a very...
Like, Chrissy and I are strong gals.
We're bulky girls. Hulky and bulky. We're hulky and bulky.
Is she gonna do name?
A little bit hokey pokey. Anyway, and we were at sea, so we were a little soaky.
Whatever.
And we like to be a little folky. Anyway, so I start paddling.
So we start, yeah, so she starts paddling.
And I was like, okay, same calm. Because I'm usually, I'm actually very calm during emergencies.
Yeah.
And at this point, I realized we might die. I was like, okay, let's just try. We were not getting anywhere. Paddling as hard as we can. Finally, we see the ambulance pull up. Like this,
it wasn't the ambulance.
Well, it was safety, it's fucking
beach patrol.
Beach patrol. Thank you. The sea ambulance.
Yes.
The oceanics. Yeah, and yeah. So I'm like, Lexi, I think they're here for us, because we were like, where's the lifeguard going? Because I thought he like left, or we didn't even know if there was one.
Yeah.
I'm gonna put this on the mic before I rip it apart. It's thing. So we see them pull a jet ski out.
And we get so excited. We're like,
oh my God, is that for us?
But for like 20 minutes, they were just on the beach. Like, not even getting
us. Well, they were trying to set it up. So finally, we see them whizzing out to us. And we're like, oh my God, Lexi, they're here. We were like so happy. We were drifting off to Mexico at this point. We could have ended up in Cuba. I don't know.
We could have.
It could have been a good story. So
maybe it should have happened.
Yeah. We should try it again.
We should try it.
But they come out. I swear it was a rip current. They're the professionals, so I'm not going to say they were wrong.
But
I'm terrified of the ocean. But it felt like a rip current. But then again, because we got out so far so fast.
Yeah.
That happened with Caitlin and I, too. So I don't think I want to rip current. But I'm, like, again, they're the professionals, so
so basically they attached
the us it was the wind strong that it was like sending us backwards. Like, because the waves were literally coming backwards, not forwards. How strong it was.
But they attached the paddleboard to the jet ski and they just took us in, and it was a good little ride.
At one point, they were pulling us in really fast, and it was really hard to hold onto the rope, so we dropped the rope at one point. So they had to turn around and get us again, but
as we're going back to sea, we're like, not again. We didn't even have the paddles. So.
We're like, no.
Remember us.
And then Caitlin eventually discovered us out to sea, because she was the one, she told their dad. So the dad went up to the lifeguard and was like, we have children out at sea. And the lifeguard was like, yeah, we saw them. We're having the jet ski come on out. So we get back in. Caitlin's filming us, our happy return, our safe return. And Caitlin was like, wait, is only one of them on there?
Oh, shit, my
DoorDash?
My DoorDash.
Go get it. I'll keep talking.
Oh, shit, they probably left.
No, I don't think they left. When did they get here?
2 minutes ago.
Oh, no, they're fine. Anyway, so Lexi's getting her DoorDash. But end of...
They're probably pulling up.
Sorry. So, I mean, at the end of the day, that was a very eventful experience. It was definitely a lot of fun, besides the getting lost at sea part. But that's our point, just basically being spontaneous and just doing stuff. I mean, again, don't get lost at sea. Don't have a Poseidon complex, as I like to call it. But Hokey and Bulky found their way out. We came out on top. And just as we want our listeners to come out on top. And we conquered it. We came through. So I'm just going to have to keep talking until Lexi fucking gets back with her DoorDash. But that was a fun experience. So what other spontaneous things have we done, I wonder? A lot. I mean, we've gone to parties on a whim. That was fun. I've used a curtain as a shirt before. Oh, I know a spontaneous thing. Oh my God, I'm so stupid. How do we not think of this? One time, Lexi and I actually, it was our very first high school party. And it was junior year. It was the first day of winter break. And I went over her house just to hang out with her, and we had to take her friend home. So as we're taking her home, we're hearing about this party. And this was at the time where I was kind of talking to this guy who... lots of shit happened with that, but that's for another day. And I told him about the party. I was asking around. A bunch of my friends were going to the party. So I thought, you know what? Why don't we go to our first high school party?
Is your food here? I typed in the wrong
Did you send it to yourself?
No, I didn't send it to my... I sent it to our friend Nick's house.
Hey guys, really quick, our audio stopped again because we're a very professional recording studio. Lexi has to reorder her DoorDash because she sent it to the wrong house. But that's about it for this episode, I think. Yeah. So thank you, addicts, for listening.
Thank you, addicts. We love you.
Our schedule, we're actually deciding on a schedule. Yes. It's going to be, I think we're going to do Mondays and Fridays.
Monday and Fridays.
So you have something to look forward to at the beginning of the week.
The end of the week.
So, like, that's for you. We love you. Except I'm low-key getting anxious and I want to post another episode, but I know we should probably save it.
Right.
So, we're going to try to have some self-control, but maybe not because, you know, five-year philosophy. So, if we post it today, will it really matter? Anyway, we love you, addicts, and wish Lexi luck on actually ordering food the right way this time. Make sure you change the address, Lexi. Yes. I saw you about to press confirm order.
Okay. This is your address, right?
No. That's yes, that's it. Okay. I'm sorry, yes. I was looking at something else. Anyway, love you, addicts. Bye. Bye.